welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This is a special members episode. Again, thanks for being a member. I deeply appreciate it. Let's get into it, and it's Wild Bill Hickok. Hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, A Dirty Shirt. Wranglers, the word for today is hurry. Hurry and get Mom to buy Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Corn Flakes. Right on the back of both packages, you get cutout masks, free of extra cost. 12 masks in all, 4 on the back of the large-size Rice Krispies packages, and 8 on the back of Corn Flakes packages. Funny masks, scary ones, weird ones, all to cut out and have barrels of fun with. Hurry and get Mom to buy Kellogg's Rice Krispies or Kellogg's Corn Flakes and start collecting Kellogg's masks today. They're free of extra cost, remember, so hurry. Sometimes the biggest adventures of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles started from little things. For instance, there was the time they followed a trail of gun smoke and violence, and it all began with a dirty shirt.
Now, just one more paddle right on here and I'll have it all finished.
What's the big invention this time, Jingle?
I'm not going to tell you, Bill. Just wait till I get it finished and you can see her work.
I'd rather see you work a little bit. You know, we've been camped here by the river for 2 days now and you haven't even washed your shirt.
Now, don't you go getting your back bowed about me and my shirt, Bill Hickok. I'll get it washed when I get good and ready.
You mean you're really going to do some work?
Nope. I'm going to let my invention do the work. This here is a washing machine.
A washing machine?
That's right. This is a water wheel here. When I lower it into the river, it goes around and moves that long stick up and down, and the wooden block on the end stomps up and down in that bucket.
And your shirt goes into the bucket.
That's right. And it gets washed with no work at all. Pretty smart, huh?
Of course, building the washing machine was a lot more work than washing your shirt in the first place. But it was a pretty smart idea, Jingles.
Well, I've got my shirt off now, and I'll just put it in the bucket and try it out.
You're going to have a bucket full of mud in a minute.
That's right. Well, I was going to knock some holes in the bucket to let the water run through it. I'll just shoot some holes in it. That's less work.
You better take your shirt off first.
Yeah, that's my favorite red shirt. I wouldn't want to shoot any holes in it. There, now for some holes. Now the fresh water can run right through it.
Start her up. Let's see it work.
I'll put my shirt in the bucket. Now I'll lower the water wheel into the river like this. There. How do you like that, Bill?
Looks all right to me, Jingles, but I still say it'd be easier to wash the shirt than to build the washing machine.
All right, you two. Get them hands up and don't try any funny business.
Who's that?
Get them up, I said.
All right, they're up. Look.
Looks like the sheriff caught up with us, Borden.
Looks that way. I can see a star all right, but what's he doing poking his gun in our face?
That's enough of that palaver. I'll do the talking till I get you two locked up in jail.
Mind telling us just how we broke the law, Sheriff?
Reckon I don't have to tell you that. You're a cool pair for a couple of killers, though. Turn around while I get your guns.
Oh, all right, but you're making a big mistake.
Yeah, I reckon I've heard that from just about every owl hoot I ever arrested you.
Oh, doggone it. Now, this is Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm Jingle.
I thought maybe you was President Grant and his Secretary of State.
It so happens that I am Wild Bill Hickok, Sheriff.
You expect me to believe that? Look at this gun I just took off that big partner of yours. Why, it's been fired four times, and not very long ago.
Sure it has. I just shot four holes in the bucket with it.
You did not?
I did, too.
You just shot four holes in Luke Smithers with it, that's what. He's downed his ranch with four bullets in him, and he's real dead.
Now, who's Luke Smithers?
You let me ask the question, Sonny. I'm a law around here.
Now, don't call me Sonny.
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. This has gone far enough, Sheriff.
I'll say it has.
Just reach in the pocket of my shirt.
I'm not going to get close to you and have you and your partner jump me.
Then you do it, Jingles. Get out my badge and papers and show them to this sheriff. I'll keep my hands up.
All right. But I'm a-watching you.
Yeah, you just keep right ahead and watch, Sheriff. You might see something real interesting. Now, here you are, Sheriff. These are mine.
Let me see. Yeah. United States Marshal.
That's right, and I'm his Deputy Jingles.
It says here you really are Wild Bill Hickok.
That's what we've been telling you.
Then you didn't shoot Luke Smithers?
We never even saw Luke Smithers.
Doggone it, I've done it again.
You've done what again, Jeff?
Arrested the wrong man. It's the fourth time this month. I guess I'm just a failure.
Oh, now, don't you feel bad about it, Sheriff. Maybe you're trying just too hard. Maybe.
Well, maybe so. Something's wrong, though. I've been sheriff now for 6 months. And I ain't caught the right man yet.
Well, it looks like you're in the trail of some killers this time. Why don't you let us help you run them down?
Well, would you, Wild Bill?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Let's get the horses, Jingles.
Sure, Bill, I'm all ready.
Well, not quite, partner. You better dig in your duffel bag and get out another shirt.
Oh, yeah, mine's in the washing machine.
Did it? The washing machine?
That's right. See it over there?
Well, I'll be dead blamed. What won't they think of next?
Well, now, I got me an old shirt here, Bill. There, now let's go.
All right, slide into it.
Hey!
Get on, quick!
Somebody shot a hole in my shirt while I was putting it on.
And you're lucky they didn't shoot a hole in you.
There they are, up on the side of the hill.
I'll teach them to shoot up my shirt.
Wranglers, lend a ear while Charlie Lyon gives you some mighty good news about how you can get yourself a set of Kellogg's cutout masks.
Slim's right about this being wonderful news, because you can get these masks without extra cost when you buy Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes. All 12 of these masks are on the backs of the large size packages of Rice Krispies and all Corn Flakes packages. Cut them out and have fun. With Kellogg's Rice Krispies, you get Howdy Doody, the Princess, a Snarling Tiger, and a Chinese mask.
Tell them about the 8 mask with Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Charlie.
Kids, the 8 masks on the backs of the Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages are something to see. There's a mask of a devil, a witch, a gorilla, a roaring bear, a fierce African man, and a one-eyed pirate. There's a mask of a scowling Indian and a happy double-chin fat man. 8 masks on the backs of all Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages, 4 on the back of the large-size Rice Krispies packages. That's a total of 12 weird, funny, spooky, scary masks you can get free of extra cost when you get Mom to buy Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Next time your mom goes shopping, Wranglers, ask her to corral Kellogg's Corn Flakes and the large-size packages of Kellogg's Rice Krispies so you can start collecting Kellogg's cutout masks.
While Jingles was changing into another shirt and he and Bill were about to help the sheriff run down some killers, shots were fired at them from the hill above their camp, and they returned the fire.
Hold it, Jingles, hold it.
But they shot a hole in the only shirt I got left.
You can't hit them from here with a .45. Now get the horses, we'll get after them.
Oh, all right.
They sure took off in a hurry.
Probably had their horses over the hill. They'll have a good head start on us.
Well, why do you suppose they cut loose at us?
I don't know. Probably saw you, Sheriff, and figured you were on the trail.
Well, I wasn't, but I'm sure gonna be.
I brought your horse, too, Sheriff. Found him back there in the trees.
Oh, thanks, Jingles.
Bill, who do you reckon those dry gulchers are, anyhow?
Can't tell, partner. But if they're as trigger-happy as they seem to be, they might have had something to do with that killing the sheriff's working on.
Then we'll just run them down and cart them off to jail. You see, Sheriff, it's real simple when you know how. Now, get around, Jesse.
Up there, Buckshot. Let's go.
Get up. Sure sounds simple, Jingles.
Well, Jingles left out a few things, Sheriff. First, you have to catch them. Then you have to prove they're the right men.
Yeah, I forgot. Catch them first. Jump, Junior! Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah, we were following a nice clean trail till those sidewinders doubled back into town.
Yeah, we'd have caught them out in the open. We'd have known who they were.
Now they can be hiding almost any place in town. Looks like we'll have to start over from the beginning.
Yeah, whoa, whoa. Now pull up here, Bill. This is my office.
Oh, but you...
Whoa, Joker.
Come on in, Bill, and I'll give you all the evidence I got on the case.
There's somebody in there waiting for you, Sheriff.
Man, by golly, there sure is. There. Howdy, Gabe. George. You waiting to see me?
Sure are, Sheriff. We come to report a murder.
Not another one?
Well, don't know about that, but somebody shot Luke Smithers this morning. Got him with 4 slugs.
Yeah, we heard about it already.
Yeah, we've been working on it.
What call you got to be working on it? That's a job for the sheriff here.
Oh, sorry, Gabe. This here's Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok?
That's right, and I'm Jingles.
And these here are the Ketchel brothers, Gabe and George.
Howdy, you live around here?
Well, they run a spread that's next up the road from Smithers' place.
That's right. We went over to see Luke just a while ago and found him shot. Reckon we better come on to town and report it.
Well, I'm glad you did, boys, but I was there myself just after it happened. Knew all about it.
Got any idea who done it?
Well, not yet, but I picked up a few clues, and I'll find out.
You aim to give the sheriff a hand, Hickok?
Sure, I said I would. Why?
Nothing. I'll be right interested to find out who shot Luke.
I suppose you will be. After all, he was your next-door neighbor.
Fine neighbor. Always fighting with us about them water holes.
Now, never mind, George.
Well, he was. Always saying it belonged to him.
Where are these water holes?
They're right on the south end of our ranch, and ain't none of them on Luke's place like he always said.
Bill, this sounds to me like a feud that could lead to a killing.
You ain't figuring we shot Luke, are you?
Sounds like you had a reason to.
Well, then why would we come into town and tell the sheriff about it?
Well, one of the I don't know.
Then you better stop talking, partner.
He's talked too much already, accusing us of killing Luke.
I did not. I did.
I'll teach you.
Now, cut that out.
You stay out of this, Gabe.
I am. Now, cut it out, George.
No, I'm going to flatten this big ape.
Oh, no, you're not. There. Now, if you've had enough, I'll help you.
I don't need any help from you.
Gabe, you better take your brother on home. Let him cool down a little.
Yeah, come on, George.
Well, ain't you going to question him a bit, Bill? They seem to know an awful lot.
We can talk to him later if we have to.
Yeah, but just be sure you stay in this part of the country for a while.
And we got no reason to be running away from the law, Hickok. We'll be around.
Well, now what do you make of that?
Sure are touchy, aren't they? Did you get hurt, Jingles?
I got a couple of lumps I didn't have before, but no real damage.
Good. How about these Ketchel brothers, Sheriff?
Oh, couple of ranchers, Bill. Never been no real trouble, but nobody likes them very much. They keep to themselves mostly, but they're awful quick to pick up a fight.
Just like I thought. They might be the ones we're looking for, Bill.
We'll keep an eye on them, Jingles. But right now, I think we better ride out to the Smithers Ranch and pick up the trail where it starts.
Hurry up, George. Find the deeds of the ranch, and then we'll get out of here and go on home.
What do we do when we find them?
Take them with us. Later on, we can fix them up to show that we bought the ranch from Luke before he was shot.
Yeah, won't somebody claim the ranch?
Yeah, I don't know who. Luke didn't have no family and darn few friends. Hey, wait.
Did you find them?
Yeah, here they are. Well, with these papers and with Luke out of the way, we're going to own this whole valley.
Good, but let's get out of here before somebody finds us.
Oh, who'd be coming here?
Well, maybe that marshal, Wild Bill Hickok. I don't mind having that stupid sheriff on my trail, but Hickok's another story.
Yeah, and that gives me an idea.
What's that?
Why don't we get rid of Hickok and that big deputy of his that almost broke your jaw?
Yeah, good idea, but it won't be easy.
Sure it will. See that little shed out by the barn?
Yeah, what about it?
That's a powder house, and it's filled with dynamite. Let's bring some of it into the house and leave it here as a present for Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Luke sure had himself a nice spread here.
Best in the valley. He owned this whole upper half, and the Ketchels owned that part down below.
What'll happen to the ranch now?
Probably be sold at auction, Jingles. I hear Luke didn't have any family.
Look, Bill, the latch string's hanging out of the door. Yeah, we can go right in.
Well, that's funny. I could swear I left it inside this morning. so nobody'd walk in till I got back.
Well, we'll soon find out. Pull the string, Jingles.
Okay. What was that noise?
Something fell down, broke inside the house.
Yeah, and the door didn't open either.
I'll bet somebody's in there.
Smash the door in, Jingles. We'll find out.
Sure, I'm the best little old door smasher there is.
Once more.
And your gun's ready, Bill. I'll go flying in there this time.
All right, I got you covered.
Now!
Get your hands up in there. Get them up.
Hey, I don't see nobody.
Bill, something's burning in here.
Yeah, smells like powder smoke. Hey,
it's a fuse. Jingles, get out, quick.
I'm getting out. Give me room to run.
Get out flat.
Hear that, Charlie? That's the signal of one of the best food providers in the forest. That's the noise a woodchuck makes when he's got something specially good tasting for his youngsters to eat. It's the signal he uses to call them to breakfast.
Speaking of signals for breakfast, I'd say snap, crackle, pop sure fills the bill. It tells you something good is coming, a breakfast of delicious Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Pour on the milk or cream, and they sing out snap, crackle, pop to tell you how fresh and crisp they are. And to get this special freshness and crispness, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are tumble-toasted in big rotary ovens. They are popped out of the ovens crisp and golden toasty all over.
My advice to you, Wranglers, is to be like the young woodchucks. When you hear that famous snap, crackle, pop, come a-runnin', cause it's the signal there's something special good to eat for breakfast. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talkin' cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. Enjoy a bowlful tomorrow morning with fruit or berries on top. Delicious.
Remember too, Wranglers, this is Better Breakfast Week. Eat a heartier breakfast and be healthy. When Wild Bill and Jingles smashed their way into the Smithers Ranch house, they discovered a short fuse burning. Before they could dash to safety, the dynamite left by the Ketchel brothers blew the place apart.
Jingles. Jingles, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I skinned my nose falling down. Got hit on the head by flying lumber. Got three holes burned in my shirt. Ow! One in my pants.
Here. I'll help you put it out, Jingles.
You all right, Sheriff?
Yeah, sure. I hid behind Jingles. Didn't get a scratch.
Well, we're not going to find much to work on here.
Who set off that blast anyhow?
You did, Jingles.
I did? Oh, Bill, you're loco.
Nope. When I stepped in the door, I saw a smashed lamp tied to the latch string from the door. You see, when you pull the string, you pulled over the lamp and set fire to the fuse.
Well, what do you know? I'll bet somebody did that on purpose.
Now, I'll bet they did, too. And I'll bet they did it to get the law off their trail.
Well, there's some of the law that's pretty hard to shake.
Well, I'm with you, Jingles. Let's hit the saddle.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Let's go have a look at that powder shed first.
Well, what'll that tell you, Bill?
You ain't never seen Bill read signs, I guess, Sheriff. He can take a look at a boot crack in the dirt and just about tell you what color shirt the man in the boots was wearing.
Well, I swan. That'd sure help us.
Here we are. And now, don't step on those tracks.
Good plain prints, aren't they, Bill?
Sure are. Two men hauled out that dynamite.
That's right.
One of them walks with a limp. The other one is a little bit pigeon-toed.
Yes, sir.
The one that limps drags a toe on his bad leg, and he's worn a hole in the boot.
Well, hey, Bill. Gabe Ketchel limps a little. Got his leg smashed up by an outlaw horse about a year ago.
Does his brother George walk pigeon-toed?
Well, now, don't think I ever noticed, but he might have.
I bet he does. Come on, let's find the Ketchel brothers.
Ain't that just like a couple of owl hoots, Bill? Blow up a whole house to hide their dirty work and practically leave their name written in the dust.
Taking the river trail, Gabe. I thought we was heading for home.
I got one more little thing to do, George. Might as well stop by that camp that Hickok and Jingles had by the river.
You mean where we took a shot at him this morning?
Yeah, where I tried to plug the sheriff and missed.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, Hickok carries plenty of official papers with him.
Yeah?
I'm going to see if I can get some of them out of his duffel bag. They'll be a big help when we go to record a new deed to Luke's ranch, and Hickok sure won't be needing him anymore.
No, I reckon he won't. We took care of him and Jingles, and that old fool of a sheriff, too.
Yeah. When I seen them go riding into Luke's place together, and then I heard that dynamite go off, I knew we was all set.
Hey, there's a camp up ahead. And something's moving.
Yeah, hold on, hold on. Oh, oh.
It's something in the river.
Yeah, looks like a water wheel or something.
What's that stick going up and down for?
I don't know. Craziest looking thing I ever saw. But there's one thing for sure. We got nothing to worry about. Come on.
Bill, why are we going down this way instead of over the Ketchel Ranch?
Because the tracks we're following went this way, Jingles.
But this leads right down to where our camp is by the river.
Sure does.
Jingles, look. There they are, right in your camp.
And they've seen us. They're running for their horses.
Let's stop them.
That made them hook cover.
And they're shooting back.
What do you expect? Come on, we got them cornered.
And they may be cornered, but there's still plenty dangerous. See what I mean?
Crowd them, partner. Get in the buckshot.
Go, Joker. Let's get it over with quick.
Whoa, buckshot.
Whoa. Joker. Whoa.
Throw down your guns and come out with your hands up.
Well, you got your arm all shot up for nothing, Gabe. Now, why didn't you do what Bill said?
All right. We give up.
What's this all about, anyway? You can't prove we done nothing.
Let's see the toe on your left boot, Gabe.
What for?
Do what he says, man.
Well, kind of worn out from dragging it. I got a bad leg.
Yeah, we know. George walks pigeon-toed.
Search him, Jingles.
That'll be a pleasure.
Now, what's this all about?
Just little things that prove you was near a powder house today, and maybe they'll prove you murdered poor old Luke.
Find any more guns?
No, but Gabe here's got a pocket full of papers.
Let's see. Deeds to Luke's ranch.
Well, I'll be hornswoggled.
Sheriff, for the first time in your career, it looks like you got the right man.
Yeah, thanks to you and Bill.
If you'll just wait while I change into another shirt, I'll help you take him back to jail.
Why not get your good red shirt out of the washing machine, Jingle?
My washing machine? Bill, it's been running all day. Now, wait till I shut it off.
Take it easy, Jingle.
There now. Let's see the shirt. Oh, doggone it.
Well, look at that. What is it, Jingles? A lace handkerchief?
Lace handkerchief? Nothing, Wild Bill Hickok. You know my shirts are bigger than that. I know what I'll do with it.
What?
I'll send it to my Aunt Samantha and she can use it for a lace tablecloth.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, why don't you tell our friends what our adventure for Monday is?
Sure, Guy. There's plenty of gun smoke and danger and hard riding in the Wild Miller of Paiute Falls.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choo-choo-choo's your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jess Kirkpatrick, Ralph Moody, and Herb Vigran. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Thank you.
welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.